If it seems like we've been covering the saga of Lewis Libby, Joseph Wilson, and Valerie Plame for years, well, that's because we have. It began almost exactly 4 years ago, in 2003.
If somebody did leak classified information, I'd like to know it, and we'll take the appropriate action.
Effective today, the Attorney General has recused himself from further involvement in this matter.
I was shocked that somebody in the U.S. government would take a decision that the political agenda that they were trying to protect or defend was more important than the national security of the country and expose my wife and her activities.
The best way to help the investigation come to a successful conclusion is for me not to get into discussing it from this podium. I don't think that helps advance the investigation.
What appears is that Mr. Libby's story, that he was at the tail end of a chain of phone calls, passing on from one reporter what he heard from another, was not true. It was false.
Today, I accepted the resignation of Scooter Libby.
Well, I've certainly advocated declassification and participated in declassification decisions.
Have you ever done it unilaterally?
I don't want to get into that.
The harm that is done when a CIA cover is blown is grave. Lives are literally at stake.
That was Valerie Plame Wilson. We also heard Vice President Cheney, President Bush, Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, former White House spokesman Scott McClellan, Joseph Wilson, and Deputy Attorney General James Comey, all part of the CIA leak case.